Big Country 1029. Susan, along with you, and a special guest with me on the phone, Janine Wardy, who is going to talk to us about the upcoming Out of the Darkness walk. I know this is a difficult subject for people not only to talk about but to hear about, but you lost your son to suicide. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We lost our son to his mental illness when he died by suicide on September 29th, 2015. So we're coming up on the third year here. And his name was Zechariah. He was 25 years old, and like many other people that are suffering with mental illness, his darkness was hid behind a big, beautiful smile. Happy person, loving person, encourager, always up, always encouraging others, but behind that part of him was a darkness that he couldn't beat. We miss him terribly every day, but we know in doing this work with mental health awareness and suicide prevention, we're doing his work. We know we're doing exactly what he would want us to be doing. And our great loss, our great pain that will never go away, has turned us into huge advocates for mental health awareness and suicide prevention.
I am 110% with you on that. Having most of my adult life suffered from depression and almost a couple of times taking that step, I'm glad to say that I didn't, because life got better. But
Yes. It's
such a scary subject, I think, for a lot of people. People think that if you talk about it, you're going to encourage it. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Absolutely. And that's been proven a fallacy over and over and over again. By talking about it responsibly and safely, you are not putting that thought into their head. If you are sensationalizing it, like a lot of media does, by talking about the method or showing photos, you definitely are sensationalizing it. And we need to talk about safe and responsible reporting on suicide. So yes, it is a scary thing to talk about. It is awkward, but we need to be talking about it.
And that is what the end game is for the Out of the Darkness walk.
Absolutely, yes. The mission for our walk is to save lives and to bring help and hope to those affected by suicide. We got involved with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention quite quickly after losing Zechariah to suicide. They connected us with people with lived experience that get our pain. They understand mental illness. And we knew immediately we wanted to bring a walk to the Traverse City area. It's just taken a couple years to get everything together, and it's a lot of work. So, yes, we are hoping that people will come to our walk, maybe suffering with mental illness, maybe being in the darkness of their mental illness, and come to our walk and feel safe, feel loved, know that they matter, know that their story isn't over, and that they're going to be with people that understand. And we pray that they will make life-saving connections at this walk.
And most importantly, know that they're not alone. I think that is the biggest thing.
Oh, absolutely. You are so right. Because after a loss to suicide, or I can totally relate to you, I have suffered with severe depression and mental illness, anxiety my entire life. And 18 years ago, actually attempted, and I'm still here. And I am so glad you are still here. I'm glad that you're choosing to stay. But yes, absolutely. You feel alone, and this walk will definitely connect you with people and take away that loneliness that you might be feeling.
So what are the different ways that people can get involved in the Out of the Darkness Traverse City walk?
There's a couple different ways, actually. You can go to our website, which is www.outofthedarknesstc.com, and that will link you to our walk page. And you can sign up as an individual. You can sign up as a team leader and then recruit your team members. The website is so simple. It makes it very simple for you to sign up and to start your team fundraising. We are fundraising, so we're hoping that people will definitely be recruiting some dollars there. And another way, we can take cash donations over our website. There's an offline donation form that they can fill out and send in. And you can also be a company sponsor, which there's a company sponsor packet link on our website. Another thing that we're trying to get people involved with is our numbers of participants is going up, which is great. And we are definitely looking for volunteers for that day from, say, 8:30 in the morning until 12:30 that afternoon. We're looking at probably needing 50 to 60 volunteers that day, too. So you can sign up as an individual, as a team, you can volunteer, company sponsor or cash donation.
Okay, the website, does that have the volunteer information on it as well? Because I don't remember seeing that.
They can contact me personally, Janine Wardy. My cell number, 231-414-4424.
So volunteer, recruit some friends, family members, walk together, show people they're not alone, because they're not. It's for a great cause. Out of the Darkness Walk, September 15th at the Civic Center in Traverse City. I just feel overwhelmed being able to participate in this. I lost my nephew to suicide, and as I mentioned, have gone pretty far down that dark path, and think it's so important to keep the conversation going.
Absolutely. We need to normalize the conversation around mental illness and mental health. It's so important that we talk about it as much as we talk about our physical health, definitely. I'm so glad that you're coming. I'm so glad. I can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you either. Thank you so much for giving us all the details. And if you want to be part of my team, I put one together. And we have a link on our website as well with all the information. Janine, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything that you are doing to further this cause.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.